Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3. Chapter 4, Vidura approaches Maitreya. Text number 31. Na Uddhava Anu Api Mat Nyunjna Yat Gunai Na Ardita Prabhu Atak mat vayunam lokam grahayam deha tishtatu noravam vapi manyunshno. Yadganai arditak prabhu Tomad Vayunam Lokam Krahayan Niva Tishtatu Na Nat Udava Udav Anu Slightly Api Also Mat To myself. Yunjna. Inferior. Yat. Because. Gunai. By the modes of material nature. Na. Nor. Ardita. Affected. Prabhu. Master. Ataha. Therefore. Mat Vayunam, knowledge of me, personality of Godhead, Lokam, the world, Grahayan, just to disseminate, Eha, in this world, Tishtatu, may remain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Uddhava is not inferior to me in any way, because he is never affected by the modes of material nature. Therefore, he may remain in this world in order to disseminate specific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. Purport. The specific qualification of becoming the representative of the Lord is to be unaffected by the material modes of nature. The highest qualification of a person in the material world is to be a Brahman. But since a Brahman is in the mode of goodness, to be a Brahman is not sufficient for becoming a representative of the Lord. One has to transcend the mode of goodness also and be situated in unalloyed goodness, unaffected by any other qualities of material nature. This stage of transcendental qualification is called Shuddha Sattva or Vasudeva. And in this stage, the science of God can be realized. As the Lord is not affected by the modes of material nature, so a pure devotee of the Lord is also not affected by the modes of nature. That is the primary qualification for being one with the Lord. A person who is able to attain this transcendental qualification is called Jivan Mukta, or liberated, even though he is apparently in material conditions. This liberation is achieved by one who constantly engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is stated, Iha yasya harer dasye, karmana manasa gira, nikilas vap, yavastasu, Jivan Muktas Uchite. Anyone who by his actions, minds, and words lives only for the transcendent loving service of the Lord, a certainly liberated soul, even though he may appear to be in a condition of material existence. Uddhava was in such a transcendental position, and thus he was selected to be the factual representative of the Lord in his bodily absence from the vision of the world. Such a devotee of the Lord is never affected by material strength, intelligence, or even renunciation. Such a devotee of the Lord can withstand all onslaughts of material nature, and therefore he is known as Goswami. Only such Goswamis can penetrate the mysteries of the Lord's transcendental loving relationships. No devam vapi man yudno yadganar naritak prabhu atomad vainam lokam grahayan nivat tishtatu. Uddhava is not inferior to me in any way because he is never affected by the modes of material nature. Therefore he may remain in this world in order to disseminate specific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthai Vidaya Srimati Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vicharane Dirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatya De Satarne. Uddhava was a perfect representative of Lord Krishna. So perfect representative of Lord Krishna means that he was fully in consciousness of Krishna. That does not mean that we cannot aspire to become representatives of Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement is to train us how to gradually become more and more a representative of Krishna. The example is of an iron being placed into the fire. If an iron is placed in fire, then by association with fire, it becomes hotter and hotter and hotter, and then gradually takes on the same quality of fire is that fire has. That is wherever we touch the fire or the iron, it'll act just like fire. Similarly, by contact with Krishna, then the result is we become Krishna-ized. And the more intently and the more consistently we're in contact with Krishna, then the result is we become more like Krishna. Therefore, in the qualities of an advanced devotee, it is said, Shantir Avyarta Kalatvam. Shantir means perseverance. That is, in the material world, there are so many distractions from becoming conscious of Krishna. The primary distraction is our mind. That is, our mind has a false ego. And that false ego is always trying to convince us that we are the Lord of the material nature, one of many Lords competing over the material nature, and that by becoming a Lord of the material nature, we can actually find satisfaction and happiness. So this is called false ego. That false ego manifests itself primarily in relationship to the external material energy and also in the relationship, especially between the other living entities. As Srimati Kunti Devi has expressed, that the primary problem in material existence is the interrelationship between other living entities. That's why people become impersonalists. Many people are materialists, which means that they think that by collecting material nature in different ways, they can become full in themselves. Om Purnam Adat Purnam Idam Purnam Purnam Udachite Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vishishyate. Krishna himself is full. He's the Rasa Vaisaha. He's the reservoir of all pleasure. He's the source of all loving relationships. He's complete in all types of pleasure, as well as all kinds of opulence. So Krishna is full, and we also want to be full of happiness. That is our basic nature, is anandam buddhivardhanam, is to be full of pleasure. But In the absence of a relation with Krishna, a full relation with Krishna, we take it, or a materialist takes it, filling oneself up with material acquisitions will make one feel full. On the gross level, one eats as much as possible, and then one thinks, let me sleep as much as possible, or have a full life of sex life, or make all arrangements for defense. So this is on the gross level. And on the subtle level, let me become the most well-known person, let me become very popular, let me become very unusual, distinct from everyone else. So on the gross and subtle level, one tries to expand one's feelings of being full. So that's materialist. And after trying to have relationships with others in the material world, in this way, one becomes dissatisfied because of the lack of actual loving relationships. Therefore, one becomes an impersonalist. One thinks that better to end all relationships between people, other living entities, the material nature, and find a place where I can be by myself, enjoying myself. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Jnana vijnana chittatma kutastha vijitendriyaha yukti chute yogi samalostras vakanshanaha. That a person is said to be advanced in knowledge when he's satisfied, when he sees everything equally, a pebble, a stone, or gold, as the same. So this is called jnana and vijnana. That there's no amount of material acquisitions that can actually satisfy me. We can see, as Prabhupada would point out, that even in the richest nations in the world, people are still dissatisfied. It doesn't matter how much money they have, how much they're so-called influential and powerful, still they are not completely satisfied. And as far as the interrelationships, Krishna says, Rin Mithya Udasina, Madhyasta Dvesha Bandishu, Sudushvapitvapeshu, Samabhudiravashishite. That a person who can see the Sarit, the friends, the Aryas, the enemies, the Madhya, the person who comes between, the Bandhus, the friends, so many different types of living entities, all on the same level. So what is that level? That level is that everyone here is a spiritual soul in a material body, and the material body is acting under the modes of material nature. So what we see in the material world is simply an interaction of the soul desiring and Krishna arranging the material nature to fulfill those desires. But being misdirected by ignorance, the living entity is trying to enjoy a life of material existence and becoming bewildered because it's not giving the living entity, the soul, the happiness and the satisfaction that the soul is looking for. So knowing this, the first duty of the devotee is to change one's consciousness. What is that consciousness? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told us, Naham Vipra, Nichanarapatir, Naham Vapi, Nasudro, that I am not Brahman. Here it says Brahman. Brahman is actually very nice by qualification. To become a Brahman is not so easy. It is easy to say I'm not Brahman, especially when we're not Brahmins. We may be Shudras or less than Shudras. Naham Vipra na Chanara Patir. But, first of all, to become Brahman is not so easy. It said Janma Jayate Shudra. Janmana Jayate Shudra. By birth, we all took birth as Shudras. So this doesn't sound very good. But what does it mean we've taken birth as Shudras? We took birth in ignorance. As soon as we were born, we identified ourselves with this body. And it's not that simply by growing up, we've lost that identification of the body. Just like when we were little children, we were sucking on our thumbs, or maybe sucking on a bottle or something. So we've lost that inclination, hopefully. So now we've grown up. But actually growing up does not simply mean to give up our toy soldiers and become a real soldier. or to give up our childhood fantasies and have adult fantasies. Actually growing up means to Veda Panta Bhavat Vipra. Janmana Jayate Shudra Samskara Bhavadvija. That growing up means samskar. Samskar means some impression of some other type of consciousness. Just a little taste. This is the basis of our philosophy, that if we get a little insight, a little taste of something higher, then actually that's what we'll strive for. Unfortunately, modern society, from childhood, they get a taste of something lower. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that modern education means to change an innocent person, a person in ignorance, to make them into less than an animal. Because a real education, real samskara, means to get some impression of being beyond this material body, or being beyond the material mind, or having some insight into one's spiritual nature or the nature of the Supreme. So Veda Panta Bhavat Vipra. Therefore there was some taste. In order to cultivate that taste, there was a process of systematic study of the Vedas, by which one could learn theoretically and practically how to transcend the modes of material nature, how to get rid of two things. Namely, hankering for what we don't have and lamenting over what we've lost. This is our only problem in the material world, is we're thinking that if I was in some other position, then I'd feel more complete, more satisfied. And we lament over all the mistakes we made in the past that put us into the present position. And we think, if only I could start all over again, that I would have done everything much better, and that I could have gotten everything I really wanted. So this is commonly called illusion. Because it is the fact that life after life, we're starting all over again, and we're finding ourselves in the same position. That is, in the material concept of life. So by a systematic study of the Vedas, one can learn the process to transcend ignorance, this lamentation, this material identification, because after all, it doesn't matter how expert we become in the material sense, we'll have to lament, because everything here is temporary. Even Brahma, the most expert person in the world, who could be as expert as Brahma? Brahma, simply by thinking about suns, creates them. And not only ordinary suns, Narada Muni, Marichi, Kardama Muni, he creates them just by his thoughts. Who here is so expert that they can do anything like that? Just by his thoughts, he creates planets, like the sun planet, the moon planet. What can we do with our thoughts? So Brahma, he's also, according to Krishna, he also has a little bit of that mode of ignorance, a little bit of identification with being Brahma, a little bit of dissatisfaction, the fact that he has to die. Therefore, he's working hard to get out of that conception of life also. So what to speak of ourselves? And even when we get free from that lamentation, then we think, all right, how can I arrange the material nature to become a little bit better while I'm here? But for all the endeavor to make the material nature a little bit more to our liking, we get entangled because it's never constantly staying the same. And therefore, even though it may be to our liking for a moment, the next moment we're not very satisfied. Therefore, as it mentions here, one has to transcend these modes. That's called brahmana. Brahma janatiti brahmanaha. Brahman knows I am actually a spiritual soul, but what the Brahman doesn't know is that I'm actually Krishna's servant. He may know something about Vishnu, but he doesn't know extensively about Vishnu. Therefore, he doesn't see Krishna everywhere. So the devotees, they transcend the modes, not necessarily by being born in a pious family and going through the samskaras, or by even intensive study of the Vedic literature, they transcend it through the development of a service attitude towards Krishna. So that means sarva-bhuta-stam-atmanam, sarva-bhuta-ni-chatmani-ikshite-yoga-yukta-atma, sarva-tara-sama-darshanaha, that a true yogi observes me in all beings and also sees every being in me. Indeed, the self-realized soul sees me, the same Supreme Lord, everywhere. So the devotees, that's ourselves, we're training ourselves so that we can see Krishna everywhere. So how to train ourselves to see Krishna everywhere? We have to train ourselves in a service attitude, because that is the fight in material existence. The fight between thinking ourselves the Lord and thinking ourselves the servant. Now for the neophyte devotee, Arsham Eva Harye, Pujak Yak Shariye Hate, Eta Daneshu Chanyeshu, Sabhakta Prakrita Smritaha. We train ourselves, we come and see Krishna. At least when we come into the temple, we bow down before Krishna. I was told that there was one artist, his name is Boy George. I'm sure you all heard of Boy George. So he wrote one song, Bow Down Mister. Everyone has heard it, I assume. So that, I was told at least, I don't know, but I was told that that song was popular in every place in the world practically. Maybe not Red China. And not in the United States. They have something about bowing down before anyone. Everyone should bow down before them because they're the laws of the earth. So this bow down mister. So we come into the temple and we bow down before Krishna. Because at least we assume that he's the boss. So that is very nice. Unfortunately, we fail to see the same Lord that's in the temple in which we're bowing down is also within the heart of all living entities. In order to make progress, one has to go beyond just bowing down and following the rules and regulations of worshiping the deity and begin to develop Vaishnava etiquette, Vaishnava expertise, so that one can learn how to relate to all other living entities as instruments for Krishna, to different degrees as representatives of Krishna, and learn how to reciprocate with them appropriately. For the devotees, Srila Rupa Goswami said, Dadati prati grinati, Guyam akiti prishati, Bhumte val jayate chaiva, Shadvidam prati lakshana. That the nourishment of our transcendental society depends upon this priti, this interchange of loving relationships by offering gifts. Of course, we may not have so many gifts to offer. Therefore, Prabhupada said that the best gift is the gift of the holy name. Holy name means amongst the devotees to give them the gift of Krishna, somehow or another, pictures of Krishna or knowledge about Krishna, and to accept from the devotees this cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Prasad, to offer it to the devotees and accept prasad from the devotees, to reveal one's mind and confidence, one's inner realizations amongst like-minded devotees, and to hear from the devotees how they've advanced in Krishna consciousness also. Srila Prabhupada set up the society specifically to help us cultivate these loving relationships and to understand how to properly reciprocate the loving relationships. There is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, which is basically a philosophy of how to make our relationships appropriate, lovingly appropriate, according to different persons, according to their level of appreciation and ability to reciprocate. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami said, Krishneti yasa manasad triyeta, tikshasti yat pranipiti vishchabhishu. Pranitivis chabhiviham. Krishneti yasi giritam manasedriyeta, dikshasi chat pranitivis chabhiviham. Shushu shaya chavajanam anyananya, Vindati sunivridaya isipta sangalabhya. That the devotees, they learn how to respect the other devotees, at least within their minds. This is our first business. So this sounds very easy. Why go over it again? But it is not so easy. Because we've been conditioned by the material nature. As soon as we see anything in the material world, immediately our minds are flooded with all kinds of remembrances. And those remembrances are not necessarily full of ecstatic feelings. They may be our reciprocations with the devotees due to our own past activities or other devotees' past activities. Not only as devotees, but through the 8,400,000 species of life that we've gone up and down for many, many lives of Brahma, we've had so many relationships with so many living entities in the material world, all based upon either mutual exploitation, or they're all mutual exploitation, either lust or anger or something like that. Lust we think is very nice. We mutually exploit each other for our gratification. And anger we think is not so nice. We mutually exploit each other for our satisfying anger. In any case, we remember these things, or at least the mind is flooded with all kinds of remembrances. This person did this to me 3 years ago. I'll never see them in another light again. Or this person, it's like Raghunath Das Goswami. He had renounced everything. His father was so rich, a multi-millionaire. He had a beautiful wife who was as beautiful as the goddess of fortune. He had unlimited wealth and servants. He had loving parents. But he gave it all up and went to Jagannath Puri to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there undoubtedly he was personally associating with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because he had given up his family opulence, he was standing by the gate of the Jagannath temple, and when the passerbys came by, especially the priests from the temple, sometimes they'd give him some offering, and sometimes he wouldn't. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inquiring from his secretary, Sri Damodar, how is Raghunath Das, how is he faring? So Sri Damodar said that he's standing by the gate, he's accepting so many offerings, and that way he's maintaining himself and spending the rest of the time chanting Hare Krishna. So this sounds very renounced, very nice, very advanced. But one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, where is, I do not see Raghunath Das there anymore, where is he gone? Sri Damodar has explained that he's renounced this type of method for gaining his livelihood because he was realizing I'm standing here, someone is passing by and giving me an offering and I'm thinking, oh, this is a very nice person, very pious, nice devotee, and someone's passing by and not giving him anything, and Raghunath is thinking this person's a demon or something like that. Doesn't recognize, offender for the devotees, a cheapskate, a miser, so many negative feelings, and this is interfering with his consciousness of Krishna. In other words, those who give us something in the material world, either who chant our glories or who provide our maintenance, we think, oh, they're not very nice persons. And those people who try to take away our prestige, our wealth, our followers, we think, oh, these people are very negative. This is true for everyone in the material world. But this mentality is not very conducive to Krishna consciousness. It is simply a product of the modes of nature. It is commonly known as hankering and lamentation. We hanker for friends, and we lament over the fact that we have enemies. Not only persons as enemies, we have the threefold miseries as enemies, we have birth, death, old age, and disease as enemies. We have so many enemies in the material world, but as Prahlad Maharaj, he says, actually in this material world, there's only one enemy. the uncontrolled mind. And what is that uncontrolled mind? The uncontrolled mind is the mind that becomes attached to something other than Krishna consciousness. Friends and enemies, profit and gain and loss, honor and dishonor, heat, cold, the dualities of material existence. When the mind becomes focused on these things, it becomes our enemy, because in association with such a mind, we have to suffer. But when the mind can see Krishna, is reminded of Krishna, then it becomes our best friend, because it directly gives us Krishna's association. So that means the devotee has, in order to see Krishna, first of all, we have to become detached from that tendency to forget Krishna. Dhyayato vishayam punsam. And the first method of becoming attached to material nature is to look over it, thinking, what's in it for me? So the devotee is a practice to become servant. That, therefore, we're called das. Srila Prabhupada used to say, not that it is so nice I've joined the Hare Krishna movement and I have so many, everyone is calling me Prabhu. That means I have so many dasas in the movement. Now, everyone is being trained up to become das. But as soon as we think ourselves to be Prabhu and everyone else das, then we're in difficulty. The spiritual world means everyone is thinking themselves to be servant. Even Krishna, the master, he comes to the material world as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become a servant. All his expansions, they're all thinking themselves to be servants. The whole material world exists in the mood of loving service. So our spiritual consciousness also depends upon that, the practice of thinking ourselves to be servant. Of course, the less necessities we personally have, then the easier it is to think oneself to be a servant. Or the more we, as it says here, we consistently engage in Krishna's service, the more we cooperate with the devotees in that service, then the more we can think ourselves to be a servant. Thinking ourselves to be a servant means that we have to take shelter of the most expert servant, especially Srila Prabhupada, who could show us how to live in a society, even as seemingly the master, and remain the most expert servant, of his master. That everything Srila Prabhupada did in the movement was not for his personal benefit, but was for the benefit of spreading Krishna consciousness and helping devotees invoke within themselves the spirit, the mood of being a servant of the servants. Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayar Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa. And as Prabhupada would often point out, that the really only problem in our Krishna consciousness movement is that lack of service attitude. Or as Prabhupada would say, he pointed out three problems, namely the devotees wanting to lord it over each other in the form of illicit sex, or the fighting with each other, and the trying to concoct something new all the time. So these follow, this is not something new to the Hare Krishna movement in 2002, that we're something unique, we've invented these things. Fighting, lust, and speculation. No, these have been accompanying us since time immemorial. They are the very enemies that Krishna points out to Arjuna as kama asha, krodha asha, raja guna, samudvavaha. These are the enemies that Krishna talked about throughout Bhagavad Gita, that Prahlad Maharaj talks about, Narada Muni talks about. This is common to all of the entities who are conditioned by material nature. So the solution is to become a servant of Krishna's servants in the civil succession, especially the most expert servant, as explained here. Just like Uddhava was the representative of Krishna, so no one can doubt, who's a sincere Vaishnava, that Srila Prabhupada was the most expert servant of the servant of Krishna's, of Krishna. That he was most visibly and internally connected with Krishna in pure Krishna consciousness. as the servant Bhagavan, savior Bhagavan. He never claimed that he was Krishna, but he was the manifestation of service to Krishna. Therefore, if we take shelter of Prabhupada, meditating on him and his instructions, then through him we can learn how to act in such a way with the other devotees, this is called Madhyama Adhikari, how to love Krishna, how to dedicate our activities in the service of Krishna, Ishwaretad Adineshu, Balisheshu Dvitsatsucha, Prema Maitri Kripopeka, Yat Karoti Samadhimaha. That Ishvara, there's only prema. Not that we look at Krishna and Srimati Radharani and the gopis and thinking, you know, as we know some of the things we may think, oh, my dear Lord Krishna, so many problems I have today. Please help me. My mind is disturbed. My body is disturbed. I don't have what I want. Somehow or another, you're all powerful and I have some faith. So, give me a house, give me a wife, give me a color TV, Jai Jagadish Hari. So we're being trained, so we see the deities, and we undergo some discipline. Not that we walk in here, you know, playing rock music and going up to the deities in any irregular fashion, but we're trained according to the Vaidhi Bhakti in order to worship Krishna so that this hankering lamentation are not there when we're seeing the deities. Instead, we're trying to see them in a very loving way, in a service mood. So this will involve prema. And for the devotees, there is friendship, maitri. So that we've mentioned this exchanging of loving feelings for the devotees in relationship to Krishna. This will involve friendship, cooperation. The devotees having the same goal, to gradually progress in pure consciousness, they cooperate with each other towards that end. And for the innocent, Balisheshu, our mission given by the previous acharyas is to also help them. Not because people are not devotees, therefore let them go to hell. They are going to hell. With or without our blessings, they're going to hell. But as the devotees out of compassion, Karunika, out of being compassionate, Titikshava, Karunika, Surida, Sarvadehina, if we want to become like Krishna, if we want to get free from our misconceptions, we also have to become compassionate to those who are less fortunate, who don't know that they're not their body, and that they can actually find the satisfaction they're looking for by becoming gradually more and more conscious of Krishna. And for those who are inherently averse to progress in Krishna consciousness, who have no interest in such an activity, there's upeksha, who are dvitsatsu. We avoid them because we may not be strong enough to either help them, and we may become deviated from our own inspiration to serve Krishna. Therefore, our goal as aspiring devotees, aspiring to stay within the fire of Krishna consciousness, is to learn the techniques for remaining fixed in consciousness of Krishna by remaining constantly engaged in Krishna's service, in the attitude of service, especially in relationship with Krishna, in the relationship with Krishna's servants, in the relationship with the innocent and the envious. That will gradually develop one to a higher and higher stage where one will be able to see Krishna 24 hours a day and come to the platform of actually being a real devotee of Krishna. So this is explained here. Uddhava is in such a stage, transcendental, either to attachment or renunciation. And we can also come to that stage. We're supposed to come to that stage. We have to come to that stage. And the process is given here in Srimad Bhagavatam. The science of how to come to that stage is explained. So we have to learn the science and practice it and see that we're actually becoming more and more enlivened and enlightened in Krishna consciousness. And that way we'll actually be inspired that one day our goal of life, not only one day, but it's being achieved, and every day will become better and better, sweeter and sweeter. as the heart becomes purer and purer by association with Krishna and pure devotional service. So thank you. Any questions? Yes. Technique? Well, the technique is quite general. Technique, the first technique is, I am a servant. So how to be a servant? The only person who can actually teach us how to be a servant is, well not, the ultimate person to teach us is Krishna within the heart, because he's accompanying us wherever we go as the super soul. Therefore, we're actually really dependent on him to tell us what to do in any circumstance. Therefore, the real technique is to ask him. Be thoughtful enough to ask him, and he'll give us remembrance. And the remembrance, especially for us, the most obvious direct remembrance that will help us advance is Srila Prabhupada and his example, or those who are following Prabhupada and their example, how that will help us actually become immersed in that mood of servitorship, but not as a material servant, but as a spiritual servant. So that technique really means to be in that, at least remembrance, that I'm Krishna's servant through disciplic succession, that the most immediate link, the most obvious immediate link for full Krishna consciousness is brought about by these links through the present devotees to Prabhupada. And through Prabhupada, we can understand the desires of the previous acharyas to live in a happily live in a society of devotees and to spread Krishna consciousness. As Narottam Das Thakura sings, that where's that last part of that song? That let me I live in the association of devotees and execute the mission of the previous acharyas. So in that mood, if we remember that in this association of devotees we want to execute the mission of the previous acharyas, then Krishna will give us the intelligence how to remain more and more consistently and enthusiastically engaged in service, and therefore keep his association. So that technique we have to learn. Yes. If you want some advice, buy a little notebook. A little notebook about this size is good. And you write down what you're supposed to do. If you have 5 minutes at least, you write down what you're supposed to do. Then make an order for time when you're going to do it. And see if it all fits in. If it doesn't fit in, then try and prioritize or delegate if you can. Things that you can, or put aside for some other time. And therefore, plan out a schedule, taking all consideration, all possible things, such as your physical, mental capacity, what actually needs to be done, so many different factors. Plan out first, and then, after doing that, then start doing the first thing. And that should help. Anything else? So it's nice being back here, seeing the beautiful deities and happy devotees. So Radha Gopinath certainly continues to bless Radha Desh. And if we take shelter more and more of Prabhupada's instructions, then we'll become more and more blessed, and many people will become blessed too. So thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.